I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's gone.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
I don't know what I just sang.
I got some bad news for you, buddy.
I know. You told me that they changed the intro. Hold on, I gotta make sure I get it.
Go on.
So, yeah, they changed the intro or for this season. They're gonna be in the 70s or 80s.
It's probably the same length. Real slow. It's not as entertaining.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, but you've just seen the intro, not anything about this show yet, right?
Well, I saw the first episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think there's been two or three out by now.
God, I had no idea. I am so out of whack when it comes to...
That show might have been like a one-and-done type show for me. I don't know if...
Oh, wow.
When you start, you know, they show you what's coming up in the season. And I like Robert Patrick. He's great.
He is.
Okay.
But when they start... Talking about, like, the linear timelines and the...
See, that's what aggravates me because, again, my... And I talked about it with Rob Young when he was in here from Borderlands about comic books, like, because, like, there's all these different universes, you know?
Yep.
And so I was talking to Jasper the other day, who's really into the Marvel Universe now already.
Of course.
And, which, here's why I thought about this. They grab kids now, the Marvel Universe, they grab them way earlier than DC does. Like, there's a little Spidey cartoon show. That's where he gets his love of the Marvel Universe is from watching that show. And so anyway, he was talking about, it's either Green Goblin or Doc Ock, Dr. Octopus.
Yeah. He's like,
I think they shorten it to Doc Ock just to, like, you know, because the last name's, you know, Puss. Anyway.
Dr. Puss.
Yeah, Octo is his first name. But whichever one it was, it's a girl now. And so he kept saying, no, she. I was like, no, Doc Ock or Green Goblin. I don't remember. That's a boy.
It makes more sense that the Green Goblin would be a woman.
Sure. Yeah, because they're taking money. They're gobbling that money.
No, that's what, yeah.
Yeah, I know, sure. Okay. There's a gold goblin, too. What is that supposed to mean?
God. That is smart, though, to get a show going.
Yeah, it's just the way, same way that damn mouse did it, you know? And, like, you know, it gets in there early, and it's like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Like, that's the way they're doing with Spotty now. So
you sell
very
the merch.
Interesting. But Peacemaker, though, I am such a I love that show. I love everything about that show. I love the soundtrack. I like seeing John Cena be goofy.
You might like it.
Like, I love John Cena right now.
The dad?
No, like John Cena, the person. Like, I don't like the way they did that turn him bad, like, that was too fast, too soon. Screw you, Dwayne Johnson, for screwing that up, allegedly. But it's I don't know. It's a fun show, but when you start dipping into
various things. I like Cena overall, but I did see something that said Batista was commonly referred to.
Drax.
The critics called him, like, the greatest wrestler turned actor.
Wow.
Like, he's number one.
That had to piss Dwayne off.
It had to, it, man, because, you know, The Rock was trying to get this success as far as Black Adam and, you know, in that world.
But if you put all their movies, their whole thing, I mean, even the one where The Rock played the gay guy, you take all the, he's the sheriff in small town, he's been all these various things. Then you take, you know, Batista, who, I mean, outside of Drax, you know, the Destroyer being on Galaxy, and that one James Bond movie he did.
And there's a remake. There was some remake he was in.
He's in that awful movie with that Indian actor. I can't ever pronounce his name. I'm just being honest. Haji Nanjami?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's him.
They were in a car together.
Yeah, it's like
Blade Runner. That's the one he was in, Blade Runner.
And then you look at John Cena's body of work. Like, I'm more Cena.
You can really match them up as far as they've done a lot. Knock Down the Cabin. I never saw that.
Rock is better as that whole wholesome good guy going to try to save everybody thing than he is like when John Cena plays like Vacation Friends 1 and 2. Like, God bless what great bodies of work those were. I mean, just great. So good. Not something you'd want to watch with your son on his 21st birthday or anything like that. But
oh, you remind me of something else. I saw.
What did I remind you of?
Remind you.
So The Rock played Buford Pusser in Walking Tall.
Oh, that's right.
That's a good movie.
Do you see where they?
That's where I was saying the sheriff.
They think Buford Pusser killed his wife. You know, he was saying that. You know,
what are you talking about, Willis?
Like, yeah, like authorities now are saying, like, he killed his wife. It wasn't other people that did it. It wasn't his enemies that did it. He killed his wife.
Man.
And I guess he's been dead for some
time
now. Is that
Walking Tall? Or?
Yeah, that was him. He would carry the stick around. He would beat people up with the stick. Damn. Bad guys.
He was like that principal in that one movie.
you got a piece of wood, dude.
It was like Theodore Roosevelt. You got a, what is it, walk tall, carry a big stick.
What you finna do with that wood? We got
Why
some
would
gas.
He kill his wife, though?
I don't know. They were saying
that's crazy.
That, you know, he kind of backed in. They could kind of, you know, hide the circumstances as far as what was really going on. So he just kind of pawned it off on his enemies that killed her. But they're saying, no, he did it. Pusser killed his wife.
That is kind of astounding right there.
It really is. See, I think that's a knock against The Rock, too. He's a source of material that wasn't accurate.
God, that's a whole, like, there's tons of information on that. I had no idea. I know that.
The stuff they go back to now, man. They go back to all these crimes with all this technology now because they can make a DNA profile. They just need DNA from somebody related to a suspect.
But we can't figure out who's alive and who's not in this country to get benefits and voting privileges.
I know.
But yeah, they can do that.
How many people are still dead in the Social Security database?
God, I don't.
Too many.
I don't.
They were still getting, like, checks.
Too many.
I mean, there were like a couple million, right?
Oh, speaking of that.
Well, my dad died. His stopped immediately.
It should.
After his roommate spent it on some online casino, but after that, it stopped.
Oh, really?
Yep.
We got literally like 3 days after my mom passed, there was a letter saying, hey, this is going to stop now. And then there was another one like a month later saying, hey, we never heard back from you, so we're going to assume that we were right. If for some reason she is still with us, kindly send back some kind of proof.
You're like, let me get one more. Let me squeeze one more out.
So, I was going to say something awful there. I was going to AI picture me and my mom sitting there holding up the newspaper showing what date it was. But, no, it wouldn't have worked.
God, somebody's done that, I imagine.
Oh, well, I mean, apparently all those people that were getting all those checks, either that or the checks and balances people are just no good anymore.
How about the checks from the Treasury Department that were untraceable for pretty much blank checks for any amount? Hello?
I mean, come on, like that's...
How could you not trace it from the Treasury Department on your Social Security number?
The code, they weren't coded right or something like that to where they were untraceable.
They were coded in almost the same tax code as like you were giving a charitable donation. So
tons of money.
Depending on the charity, a lot of it don't get looked up too much. Yeah, my grammar sucks so bad. Nah, it really. Next time I ever talk about people learning our language or whatever, put a mirror right in front of me and say, "Look at yourself."
I can't give you crap. That's harsh. You have a high school diploma.
Well, I mean, I can't give you crap for having a GED.
That's true.
I mean, we both kind of have the same thing, although yours is kind of embarrassing to report. But
yeah, it really is. Why? I mean, old people can get mine too. I took my GED test with a lady in her 80s.
You should have said why. Who? What are you trying to prove, woman? Like, who? Wait, what?
I should have.
Keeping up with women in the bingo club, is that what it is?
She was struggling, too, because there's an essay part for some reason for the GED. And I'm like, she ain't going to be able to write this essay. She's old, man.
I have in my hand.
She's going to struggle.
One of the greatest teases I've ever written for a segment.
All right. Oh.
Better than the incestual goats.
I want you to. That wasn't it. I'll give you the full story. The behind the scenes later, though. But, here's the tease, and I want your texts to come in on this. I want you to guess, and there are no wrong answers. Don't you like that? Mm-hmm. No wrong answers. Not only wrong answers, but no, there are no wrong answers. What does Paige have in common with a college football player?
Oh, good Lord.
What does Paige, and no, this is not about the guy who got cut who had big breasts.
Oh,
nothing
my God.
To do with that guy.
Not the buck.
No, wasn't him. Probably. Was it him? This kid right here. Is brilliant. He is brilliant. Some would say. Others would say you're a bad person.
That's what they got in common.
What, they're bad people?
They're both brilliant.
That's it. You figured it out. Well, no reason to do it then.
Okay.
No, it's not. Look, people are already texting in. She stands behind guys bent over. No, that is not it.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, Callaway.
You got two white people dancing in here.
I want to be rich. This is the first CD I ever bought. Strange.
Kmart, right?
Yeah, and it was in the long box. That's like, oh, I got like three CDs. There was only the one in there. Sooner we didn't care about the environment, Paige.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Callaway got you.
Some of these stores I go to now don't. They're like, oh, you see recycle symbols everywhere in this and this and this. But then the receipt for buying a gallon of milk is like 8 feet long. That's a tree laying there.
Did you want to pop it in the tape player? And Diddy's like, no. You listen to that when you go home, Matthew.
He's like, Matthew, that's a CD. It won't work in my tape player.
Oh, okay. God, I thought it was way before that.
Well, CDs had been out for a while. And I had just gotten the player, so I was like, that was the song of the day, I guess.
People would have the CD players hooked up to the car on anti-skip.
Keep it in the little tray so it wouldn't bounce around and skip and stuff. All right, so the tease was...
Memories.
Paige has this in common with a college quarterback.
Uh-oh.
And as expected, many of you are quite vile with your responses.
Uh-oh, what did they say?
She loves it when there's a tight end behind her.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Like a good quarterback, Paige knows it's all about good penetration.
Well,
that's right.
She and quarterbacks have the same goal, finishing in the end zone.
God.
All right.
She'd be cool with that, though, if you're old enough.
A lot of these are repeats. It might be an old joke. Several people are, oh, she's not afraid to sneak it in when no one's looking.
Oh my god.
That was a chair.
Oh my god.
Spence After Time. Oh man, I ain't reading that one. I'm glad I pre-read it before I read it. She takes the sack and keeps moving the chains. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I get half of it.
You dirty, dirty people.
Fat, would you have any guesses about it? How she is like a college quarterback?
There's a quarterback that's related to maybe the Wrigley Empire or something with money. Like, that's all I can think of is like some familial tie. Like,
that's a good one.
Juicy Fruit. Double Mint.
All that stuff.
Big Red.
Juicy Coot. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Was Big Red a Indian or a communist? I'd like to ask that right now.
I would say neither.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Do they still have him on the Red Man package?
No.
Oh, they took him off?
Yeah.
Levi Garrett, I bet, still on his, or whatever that cityscape was on the package of Levi Garrett.
That, you know, now that I think about it, was Chattanooga Chew made in Chattanooga, Tennessee? Does anyone like listening to us making tobacco right now at the factory? What's up?
Do you get free tobacco? Like, if you work at Duke's, you know, you get free mayonnaise.
Oh, man.
God. For life?
I think you get like a couple jars a week, right?
That's nice.
Yeah, it's like if
you look at the business.
Chattanooga Chew.
Chattanooga Chew, yeah, that was a brand. And then there was Beach Nut, which was just
stinky.
Awful. Oh, yeah.
Stinky.
I was a Red Man Golden Blend when I used to chew.
Oh God, you didn't like the Select?
I don't remember that one.
One of those was like really.
We'd go to Boda and buy. Boda was may still be a cigar shop. They would sell peach chewing tobacco.
Ugh.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Smelly.
Made by wonderful. Swisher International.
Oh, the sweets.
Where?
Same people that make.
Sweet.
Of course, I was reading the other day that whole industry has been taken over by Rawl.
It's in Jacksonville, Florida, it says. Why do they call it Chattanooga?
Oh, Chattanoogans. Yeah, that's another reason why y'all need to take the streets. Do y'all even have a train anymore? Is there a Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yeah, there is. It was in the early 1900s, it says.
Wow.
God, all this like comes together. Yeah, that's why Chattanooga Choo referred to it as the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah. That was also a movie with the great George Kennedy. Did you ever see it?
So were people just like waiting on the train and chewing tobacco?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. They well, it's like
spitting
the guy who
on the ground.
Invented that cereal. He had a older brother who was born with it's going to be kind of weird to talk about, but he had purple testicles.
Good
and he
Lord.
Wanted to name the cereal after his brother, so that's how we have Grape Nuts.
Oh.
Yeah, true story.
Makes complete sense now.
True story. No, I just made that up. How's Paige like a college quarterback? Well, this college quarterback from Texas Tech, I don't know how to say his first name. Is it Bahrain or Bayron Morton?
I don't know him.
I don't know how much money he's got, but when you hear about this Neil money, you know, we're not talking like the level of like an Arch Manning or even a who's the girl that just got the big she's in college basketball.
Oh, I don't know.
Can't think of her name. But anyway,
I do know Texas Tech spent more money in Neil than any team.
Spent more or made more?
Spent more.
What does that mean?
Well, they, you know, it's not a done deal yet that everybody's got a salary cap. So they spent a little more as far as, like, getting players. More than North Carolina, who had to get 70 new players on their team.
Yeah, but you know what sucks about it is that when they make, like, the cards of these guys. Like, yes, you own your likeness. But then if you play for, let's say, I'll be nice to say Clemson. Because a lot of the players were sore today and the fans. But anyway, should have wore purple. Should have wore purple.
Oh, hell no.
He didn't just blow all this money. He went and bought 150 acres of land. Why? Subdivision? Tiny house community? No.
Farming?
No. He's going to lease it to hunters because there's deer all over.
Oh.
And he's going. No.
They spent $55 million as a school on football.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant they're spending money to like make people like influencers talk about, yeah, we love Texas Tech.
Oh, no, the collective, the boosters, all that stuff.
So does that exist, by the way, now that I think about it? Did they spend money on, like, do teams spend money on influencers? Or is there a need to? Probably not.
They probably do. I think Clemson had one at their game this past weekend. Had to look her up. She's a chef, like a TikTok chef or whatever. I forgot her name.
What's it?
She's a private chef for celebrities, I guess. She's got a couple million followers. And I don't know her.
Right.
But
they showed her in the stands?
Well, they put on the Facebook page because there was a singer there, too, this past weekend. I forget her name.
You know, we go to Spartanburgers games, and I get charged for parking.
I know. Somebody owes you $10, city of Spartanburg.
Still, I'm going to charge interest, compounding daily.
The fact that he bought land.
Yeah, what he has to do with Paige is that Paige owns a big hunk of land, too, up in the mountains, and that was offered to her as a an option.
Why not? Easy money. Do you like the deer too much or like what's the deal?
You get wild turkeys any?
Yes.
Oh man.
God. Oh, they could be murdered at a price to pad your pocket.
It's not just that. It's if I go
it's
up
like
there.
Calling hitmen in.
When I want to go up there, I don't want to have people hunting. So
that'd be the big
while
thing.
While I'm walking in the woods, I've seen that, and I'm just like, you need to leave.
Dude's out there pissing everywhere and stuff.
Spot hunting at night.
Can you not walk around with an orange vest? You still like
I'm
do your naked
do
activities?
That.
Do lady hunters carry wizenators with them?
They should. Like, they're called packers.
Dude, oh, that's what it is packers.
And I don't want somebody sitting in a deer stand all day long, Mom. I mean, that's just creepy.
Oh, right. While you're getting in the pond and like, swimming.
Paige likes a skinny dip.
I do.
She likes to squeeze them together when she swims. You don't want anybody looking at you doing that.
No. See,
she likes to noodle down there.
The
if you know
thing
what I mean.
That stopped it is because they misunderstood.
She likes to ride a big fish.
You mentioned fishing. They misunderstood hunting with fishing because when we had the agreement, there's these guys coming in with all their poles.
And my, yeah, keep talking.
Right, yeah.
And my niece is at the lake, at the dock, and they came over to talk to him and said, "What are you doing here?" And we said, "We own this place. What the hell are you doing here?"
Damn. All right.
She's rude.
Here's where I don't believe it. I feel like if Paige takes the tone with everybody that she tells us in the stories, I feel like she'd walk in here with a couple black eyes.
That's where I like. I think that's where a lot of the calling BS on your stories comes from, because we know you're not that type of person.
No, and I tell
some of these conversations though sound like you are
the biggest bitch in the world.
You're not though at all.
No, but I didn't.
Like, you're
want
the leastest bitch in the world.
These are older, like teens and 20-year-olds coming to fish, and I've got like young teenagers. They're 15, 16. You know,
I'm aware of fin.
Yeah,
they don't need to be around people like that. You need to take your poles and go.
I'm gonna put a fin on my back and
fish. What if they said, "Well, we saw your last name, and we thought poles would be okay here."
No,
should have saved that one to go out on. The teens probably could have been, you know, hunting or fishing too. I just feel like it's easy money. But this kid buying all that land is...
There's no such thing as easy money. If you're going to sacrifice something.
That's right.
And I'm not going to do that.
I had visions of stabling other people's horses as a extra income.
Oh, we do too.
No. The insurance, you got to get on that.
I wouldn't do the horses.
You would make like $50 to $100 a month and having to deal with all that horse crap, yeah. Literally.
I told you the vet bills are extremely high, and also...
They pop out like ski ball sized herds. Gross, man.
That's how I know you don't need the money. That's how I know that you would turn that down.
Well, yeah, but it's also like.
Plus, I don't want to see trucks moving out with a dead deer in the back of it. That'd break my heart.
Take them out of their lives, what you say. Kill them at home.
That's right.
No.
They get killed.
What?
But also, like, I don't know. You got a big hunk, I know that, but like, I don't know if you have 150 acres. You don't have to say yay or nay to that, but like, if it's too small though, like, even 150 acres isn't all that much, like, considering that there's guns involved. Like, you could shoot from one side to the other with that.
You could avoid each other, yeah. That could have been somebody's predatorial daddy deer that they killed that tried to get his deer kid pregnant.
I enjoy watching them eat in the morning and kind of go to the lake and stuff. It's pretty. I don't want to miss that.
Yeah, you want to see me eat in the morning? Don't you want to see me eat?
Buck, I'd love to see you eat.
Do you ever hunt anything up there?
No.
Yeah.
I don't kill anything.
She's not a huntress. Now she'll let it walk across.
I mean,
you know?
I even catch and release, have people do that with the fish.
They ain't doing that. They'll tell you they
are.
Because
I like to feed them. But I'm going to tell you, some of my relatives like to hunt frogs and eat them, and that is disgusting.
There's not enough meat on. You got to have a big ass frog to get them legs.
That is just gross.
Paige is the type of person that, like, you know, some women, they're like, when they make friends with animals, they can't hurt them, eat them.
Dude, there's such a has anybody else noticed this? Because I've been told I overthink, and I pay attention to things that I probably shouldn't. But I observe, and I've noticed now that there's this new thing in commercials and marketing where they're telling you to put your animals before your kids. Like, if you see, there's one where it shows dogs driving a Volkswagen, and it says pet friendly. Ain't nothing in there about the kids, nothing about nothing. And then there's another one where the mom's sitting there playing with the dog with the coffee, you know, in the living room or whatever. She's rubbing the dog, and you hear the kid outside, "Mom, I fell down." And the mom says, "Well, get a Band-Aid." And she just keeps playing with the little dog. And then, "Mom, I'm bleeding." "Okay, get a second Band-Aid." And then she goes and feeds the cat. Like, what is it telling us? Cats first?
Yeah.
No.
Bump the kids.
Take care of the kids first.
That's right. You train the cat to go get the Band-Aid.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally.
Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Oh man, I feel like you should go DJ a wedding this weekend or something, Fat Boy.
Do a little extra money. Get on the dance floor if you want to do that horror thing where you take the garter off and throw it to other dudes. Come on out. Sounds a lot like it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I mean, kind of all those songs kind of have that pacing to them.
Never. We talked about tequila earlier. You said you hated it. Three rounds with your big.
They say it'll make her clothes come off. You know why? Because I threw up all over.
Oh Lord!
That's what happened. I can't even smell it and not get rumble guts.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I was talking about tequila.
Filthy on a Monday. I apologize.
Who said that? Someone texted that in?
You know how people are.
Oh,
like to get your goat. They don't want to get your goat because he's an incestual predator.
Well, I was going to say, those dumbasses don't realize it's Tuesday.
Stupid.
It's like,
stupid dumbasses.
I was in a whole world of not knowing what day it was yesterday because I was like, oh, Monday.
Do you have a panic attack?
I'll watch wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And I tune in, and it wasn't on.
What?
It came on at 2 o'clock because they were doing it from France.
Oh, again?
I could have already had watched it.
I forgot about that. It was like that last week. It was on at 3.
I like it that way, though.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
But that sucks for them, though, because that means when we're watching it live, it's like in the morning for them, right?
Yeah, they're 6 hours ahead, I think.
So if it comes on at 8 here, then it's 2 in the morning. Yeah, that would suck. You got to think of others.
I want my scrubber to work when I watch on the replay.
Which version do you have? Oh, Peacock. That one, or are you talking about Netflix?
Netflix, for Raw.
Do you have without ads or no?
Without.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's built into my internet.
Sometimes I have it with ads, but if I don't watch it live, I can go back and start it, and it won't have any ads on it. I don't know how.
But, you know, like, when you fast forward through the scrubber's a little preview window that comes up.
It'll still pop in a commercial wherever you stop it.
Well, like, you can see what you're fast-forwarding. So for some reason, they don't put that in. It's like days later.
It's like the chapter. Yeah. I hate when they
stupid
put
ass
the
Netflix.
A screenshot of what happened if you hadn't watched it yet.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you bastards. You just gave it away. I quit following them on social media because they kept ruining my wrestling experience. It's like they would just show.
It's too immersive.
It is.
I'm already going to miss the one next month or this month. Wrestlepalooza. I ain't going to pay you $30 a
I'm
month.
I'm telling you, I've said that, and I'm serious. I will not pay for that. I will just be out of the loop on it.
You hear that, Nick Kahn? Stephanie McMahon agrees. I shouldn't have to pay that much money.
There's a bunch of people out there that will get a new job. They'll get an extra job.
Can I link this straight to my 401k case that comes out?
I mean, y'all just going too big.
You're paying $30 a month for a PLE. That's what you're doing. Because, you know, like, that's the only reason I'd be getting ESPN for. Already got the channel.
That's why I'd be getting it, too.
So if I got the channel, why am I going to need it for other stuff?
Yeah.
Who is you? Is my second question.
We have.
And guess what,
you know what?
Buddy?
I'm playing favorite.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Dude, I was thinking that. That's so crazy. Can you email me that clip? Because I made a funny video at the farm, and I want to have that play like underneath it.
I think you were thinking about this one, though.
You heard right, stud.
No, I was just thinking about the ancestral goat. Which a lot of people have texted about that, too. Apparently, it's pretty commonplace with old men goats.
That they're perverts?
Yeah, I guess. So if anybody ever calls you an old goat, consider they think you're a pedophile.
Yeah, see that big milk sack.
Yeah, and it's not limited to just women either. It used to in the 80s, it was old goat was a woman, but not anymore.
And it's not because we smell like pee either.
Mm-mm.
That's just a bonus.
No, that's just a bonus for laying on your back when you go. Okay, so I am going to play favorites. I don't care. I'm going to go to Edith first. Hey, Edith.
Good morning.
How are you?
Edith.
I'm doing great this morning. I got to go to a free concert last night.
Oh, who'd you see?
Kenny Chesney.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was awesome. In the rain, too. It was awesome. God.
Did he do all the hits, like My Blue Chair and, you know, various others?
He did everything. I mean, it was awesome. He started about 7:25 until about almost 9:30.
Dang.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was the band in the park.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? So what city is this in?
Heard about that.
In Port Overthorpe.
Yeah, real close.
What state is that in? Oh, Georgia. Okay.
Georgia.
Okay. Did you sit close enough to flash old Kenny?
Oh, no. No, I couldn't walk that far, so I managed to sit on the side of the stage.
Can I ask you a personal question, Edith?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I'm being a gentleman about this. I really, really am.
He's trying to.
But when's the last time you flashed a man?
That's a good question.
I asked Fatboy Page off the air, so we're in an equal environment.
He's taking a poll.
Let's see. I guess it was about a year and a half ago.
Wow.
I don't remember. I don't remember if we got Edith's relationship situation down. I don't know if we asked her. I can't remember.
I think he's asking Edith.
None.
It's a two-parter. None.
Okay. I couldn't remember if she was married or not.
Are you in that I don't need no man phase, or are you looking into alternate lifestyles?
No, I just... There's too much out there. Ajax don't take off, so I just don't fool with none of it.
I remember now. She was in situations where there was like some swapping going on, and she wasn't cool with it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, so a year and a half ago, what happened? Were you doing it as a flirtatious kind of thing, or was it trying to earn some beats?
No, I was being mean.
You're being mean.
I was being mean.
We need more like you in this world, more mean women like that.
Just pop them out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, guys will sit there and like grab their crotch in a kind of way to say,
Uh-huh.
You just released the boob.
I didn't want people to get her mixed up when we talked to Christy from Homa, who had a three-way with her sister, which was very odd.
Oh, right. Yeah, but they never touched.
Yeah. That's odder than your daddy goat being an ancestral predator.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. It's different in their world, they said.
He ain't stump broke that goat.
It is totally different in the animal world.
Although the maternal instincts in humans and animals are quite similar, because I saw this video a buddy of mine sent to me. It was, was it set? He didn't make the video, but was it set up? I don't know why you would have two small infants laying on a like queen size bed at night. with no bars on the side or whatever.
Oh, yes.
But they show these two babies laying on there, and then this big dog comes in there with his puppy holding it by the back of its neck and lays it on the bed beside the two babies, and they all nestle together there.
Aww. I haven't seen that.
That's adorable.
Isn't it adorable? But then you have these other ones over here. The men, animals are, you know, doing their kids and stuff.
That's terrible.
It's awful. It sounds like the women animals are better than the men animals.
Oh, of course.
Well, the cats are the same way. They do their sisters.
Oh, yeah, I saw inbred cats, man. They're weird looking.
Why? What? They do their sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like even the girls?
No, the boys.
Oh, wow.
The boy.
Dude, I had to stop that situation because my son's cats are from the same litter, brother and sister. Had to get them fixed because I've seen inbred cats. Man, their eyes are real close together. They're weird
looking.
Is
that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's got like a deformed paw one of them had?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Things like that can happen, but if you stop and think about it, a female cat will have 7 or 8 different daddies to the babies that she's got. So it's not like they're actually, they might come out of the mama, but they're not actually brother and sister.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, so it's like the same thing in like, they're like stepbrother, stepsister, but you know, they don't stop people either.
Have you seen the family that's this way on YouTube? They live up in West Virginia.
Makes sense.
And they've been breeding in the same family for generations. And the one guy's just, he can't speak. He's just like, he was born, I guess, not really deaf. Like he can hear, but he can't talk.
Right.
Like his brain is so out of whack that he can't learn anything.
How did the Brits do it then? I mean, like,
and they're weird looking too, man.
Like, I mean, that was all right, but at one time though, wasn't that everything?
My kitchen's coming out.
Say what?
Oh, she's a
word. Oh, my cat was going out the door.
Oh, I know where he's going now. He's going to look for his sister.
Going to look for his sister. Now she's had that one fixed. That one.
Yeah. No, I don't have him fixed yet.
Oh.
I got the mama of the kittens all fixed.
That's good.
And the aunt of the kittens all fixed. But I got to get the kittens fixed. And
How's the grandma? Can she still right now?
Notice how that lineage never goes past the
there's no, like, cats don't have second cousins, right? They don't.
No.
Brothers, sister, cousins.
You have a cat walking around with a split tail.
No kidding. No kidding. God, that's crazy. So them that don't have any hair completely, like, they're definitely ancestral cats?
No. They're hairless cats.
Oh, okay.
I got a hairless cat.
They're actually bred in Egypt.
Yes.
There's a hairless cat in my neighborhood that just walked on a leash. It's weird looking.
Are they Russian?
I don't think so.
Russians walk their cats. I've seen it. That's cool. I mean, I guess.
They gotta walk. I walk my cat.
Yeah. Are you Russian?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, I'm Russian from this place to the next.
Oh, damn!
Boom!
Damn. Edith,
you have a magnificent day, and keep that brother away from his sister, okay?
Oh, I do. I smack him. I got a big old fly.
He's got a fly swat over his. God, do they even make fly swats anymore? I like where now said, don't be mean to flies.
Huge.
Oh. She got a big one.
We love you, Edith.
We love you. Have a great day.
I love y'all too, and I'm gonna keep in touch about the concert.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Please do. Oh. All right, thank you, Edith.
She's smacking cats with a big
big old flight. She probably got like one of those you get from, you remember the ones at the beach? They'd sell them at like Wings.
Oh, yeah, with the big underwear home
yeah,
the whopper.
Big old huge ones. It's like I was gonna say a bad word. I didn't. I wasn't planning to. Oh. Did Edith? Oh no, man! God. Did Edith whip it out when he did "You and Tequila"? I hate that song too. My favorite one by him is "When the Sun Goes Down." That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I like their version way better than Jackals.
You don't like "Don't Blink"? I know we did that one. And "There Goes My Life."
"Summertime."
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Oh God! I didn't even think about that one. That's him.
Like yeah, mm-hmm. Like all of them. 2.5 hours worth.
No shoes, no shirt.
No service.
No service. Yeah. So if she had produced a breast at that show, he wouldn't have served her with music.
Maybe she just popped one out.
Paige, speaking of popping them out.
We've got a bizarre
speaking of smacking candies
recipe to tell you about. What? Next in your Ice Guys headline.
She calls it the cake.
Speaking of smacking cake with a big fly swatter. Yeah.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.